Oh, hi, mate. My name's Chris. How you going? Mate, I've got a you're on Ashmore Road there. Is that I've got the right place? Yeah, right, cool. Mate, look, I've got a pink and grey Galah here. I've brought him in before. I'm going over his symptoms here. I think he might have that. Is it? I'm not sure how to pronounce it. Psittacosis. Mate, are you able to supply me with the antibiotic treatment for that without a consult as per se? Okay. Okay, mate. I want to bring him in. I'm just trying to figure out when I'm going to do that. What availability maybe would you have tomorrow if you have any? Okay. Mate, what do you have something after say after 3? Let's do 20 to 4. Let's get the kids from school. Put me down for 20 to 4. No, you're all right, mate. Do what you gotta do. That's okay. Yes. Chris Sterling, Stirling. Yeah, that's the one. Now, if I can ask you a couple of questions. About a month ago, he had about 2 weeks of having a sneeze, but he had a completely usual behavior, didn't go off nothing. He was normal, sneezing. One of his sinuses, that's what you call it, at the back of his beak there, that little hole there. One of them lost a little bit of feathers. Didn't really get gunky or anything, but lost a little bit of feathers. I had to give his ass a clean because obviously it was making a bit of a watery crap for maybe just a couple of days. I cleaned that up. Everything went away. The sneezing went away. The feathers are regrowing around that sinus. And he's been absolutely fine. Yesterday, he was just, he was using his beak just to do general maneuvers a lot, which is unusual for him. He's very good on his feet. He's in that sort of place now. He's resting a lot and he's not keen to get around the cage. Is there anything I can do for him in the meantime that might be of assistance for him as far as like, specific food or something that's going to kick him along a bit. You know what I mean? Is there anything I can do? Yep, that's what we do. Yep. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, okay. I mean, if he goes downhill quickly, I'm guessing there's not a lot of time left because they can't really revive him with, I don't know, I'm trying to be positively negative, but. Of course. And he is somewhat about 45. What's your take on how old they should be? Yeah, he's well retired. He's got, yeah. All right. All righty. All right. That sounds exciting. Cool. If I want to pull the red emergency card tomorrow, what will that cost me? Can I pull the red emergency card today? No, not, I mean, not today, but can you find me a spot tomorrow? Like, I'm not trying to be demanding. First thing in the morning, like, if I can squeeze in there early, I'll come in early, and you know what I mean? I'm not trying to be like, give me what I want. I'm just. Yeah, we're there. Yep, Neil. Oh, it's all right, mate. If he goes bad, that bad overnight, it's probably no bringing him back, to be honest. But he's okay. He's doing stuff and he's still mildly aggressive, which is a good sign for him. So he's, yeah. Yeah, I appreciate your time. Thanks, mate. Cheers. Bye.